You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As we mentioned at the start of the show, we received the unfortunate news earlier today that the late business mogul Dow Stain has passed away, sadly, at the age of 72. We're going to be taking a moment to reflect on his life and his legacy and his contributions towards the business community in South Africa. I'm joined on the line by Director for Archive and Dialogue at the Nelson Mandela Foundation, Vern Harris, to take a look at this. Good evening, Vern. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously not the best of circumstances to be having a conversation under, but nonetheless we reflect on the memories and the positive contributions that Mr. Stain added towards the country and added towards the overall landscape of South Africa. How are you feeling at this moment?
Yeah, Jimmy, thank you. But by the way, I'm not director of Archive and Dialogue anymore, right? I'm a consultant to the foundation. Now I'm too old to be a full-time employee. How am I feeling? It's a sad day. It's a sad day.
It's very difficult to put into words, obviously. I understand that you had a personal relationship as well with Mr. Stain. You knew him personally. You'd worked with him in the past. And I can imagine that that kind of relationship definitely provides a different perspective when the news hits. I mean, for a lot of people that read the news or receive the news, they might have an understanding of who that person was, but you have a very different understanding of who Dow Stain was to you.
Well, you know, I wouldn't claim a friendship or a close relationship. I did know him, but I saw him, you know, in that space of Nelson Mandela, in the role that I was playing at the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
Mm. Vern, from your interactions with Dow Stain and from your time kind of working with the Stain side of it, the Mandela side of it, how did you see the contributions that came from or the relationships and what grew from that interaction?
Well, look, at one level, I think it's really important to say that, you know, Madiba had a friendship with Dow Stain. That's what we're acknowledging in this moment. I think it's really important for the Nelson Mandela Foundation to do that. I think it's important, though, to step away from that and look at the broader context. You know, that friendship started in a period where the ANC was reaching out to big business in South Africa to support a transition to democracy. And in fact, you know, Dow met with the ANC before Madiba even came out of prison. And then as, you know, we moved into the democratic era, it became of fundamental importance to everything that that administration of Madiba's was seeking to do in terms of transformation, redistribution of wealth and so on, was to ensure that South African business, big business in South Africa, did the hard work to encourage global capital, big international investors, to invest in the country, invest in our democracy. That's the context within which that friendship between Madiba and Dow Stain grew.
Vern, when you think back to Dow and all the interactions you would have had with the foundation or through the foundation, rather, what are some of the fond memories that you will look back on and say those were iconic moments where things just looked different from that engagement?
Well, look, personally, I mean, the first time I met Dow was when he invited me to his house in, I think it was 2001, it could have been 2002. And I sat at his kitchen table and he had just got back from London. He had bought some really important Rivonia trial records on an auction. And he was asking me for advice. Are these authentic? You know, what is their value? What do they signify? Right. So that was an interesting way of connecting with him because, you know, so much of the work that I then did at the foundation revolved around archive memory, reckoning with the past, and so on. I think in terms of his relationship with Madiba, the standout really is when Madiba was at his lowest in 1992, as he separated from Mamwini. He was looking for a home. He was looking for a next step, and he went and lived with Doe for several months in 1992. So Doe was there for him in that moment, and was there for him again at later moments.
Vern, as someone who's done a lot of work in the archive space and in the preservation of memory space, what would you say would be something that we, as South Africans, as individuals, could take as the archive that is Doe Steyn, that we can remember him by, as his contributions towards South Africa, contributions towards the industries that he touched, but also, like the Nelson Mandela Foundation, contributions towards the foundation?
Yeah, look, I'm not an expert in the realm of economy and finance and so on, but, you know, for me, Doe was larger than life, and his genius, from where I'm sitting, as you know, as an historian, as a memory professional, is his capacity to connect people, open up pathways, make social capital available to others, and we need that capacity more than ever in South Africa today.
Certainly something to hold on to in these trying times, and something to reflect on as we reflect on the life and the legacy that was such a big legacy. As you mentioned, Vern, it was a larger than life presence that was felt and left behind. We will leave the conversation there. We'll leave the memories there. And again, we send our thoughts and our condolences out to the Steyn family. That was Vern Harris of the Nelson Mandela Foundation joining us to reflect on the legacy and the life of Doe Steyn.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.